Shara Tzricha Kinyan. We said that the code word for Kinyan in Gemara refers to a specific type of Kinyan, which is really something interesting on its own, what to really analyze, why is Kinyan referred to as Chalipin. But when the Gemara says Kinyan, it means Chalipin. So the Gemara says when you make a Pshara, it's not sufficient for you to just do the Pshara, the arbitration, but rather you have to show that you mean what you're willing to join into, and therefore Pshara needs a Kinyan Chalipin to solidify. Taisus has the following Chakide, and this is the next sugya that we're going to get to after we finish Kinyan Chalipin, really understanding what the nature of the Chakira of Taisus is, which you guys should all ask yourself. Taisus Chakira is what? Mechila blank Kinyan or Mechila blank Kinyan? Mechila Tzricha Kinyan or Mechila Ein Tzricha Kinyan? What is the Chakira of Taisus? Taisus is not sure. Taisus goes back and forth. Taisus wants to prove it from our sugya. But Taisus says you don't necessarily have a proof from our sugya. What's the first reason you don't have a proof from our sugya? Because number one, we're not sure when the Kinyan is taking place. If we're not sure when the Kinyan is taking place, we're doing it before me and Abitan walked into the room. If that's the case, Rabbi Isai, that's not similar to a case of Avi Spitz being Michael, me being Michael on the money that Avi Spitz owes to me. That's in a situation where we know what's going on. It's afterwards, after you owe it to me. We don't know who owes what, and we're just before we walk into the door, before we even know who the Dayanim are, Abitan and I are making a Kinyan Chalipin in Gluck in room 516 before we walk through the door. Says Taisus, that's the first reason that you can't prove anything, apples or oranges, from our sugya of Mechila, whether or not a classic Mechila when a guy owes you money, do you need a Kinyan Chalipin to solidify it? Do you not need a Kinyan Chalipin? Number two, says Taisus, even if you say that the case of Chalipin in our Kinyan by Pshara is what? Happening afterwards? Says Taisus, it's still different. Why is it still different? Because, Zok the Bahag, maybe the Kinyan Chalipin is not going on the what, but rather going on the what. It's not going on the fact that the guy has to be Meichel, but rather on the fact that the guy has to pay. So then that's not similar to a classic Mechila where I'm being Meichel and Avi Spitz paying. We want to raya in this mechilat side of a pshara. So therefore, says the Bahag, that's another reason why you can't extrapolate from our sugya of pshara to a classic case of mechila to the general chakira in the velt of mechila tzricha kin and mechila ein tzricha. Are you with me, Khan?
Say it one more time.
Says Taisus, even if the when is happening afterwards and it's more parallel, more similar. Wow, there are a lot of guys in here. More parallel, more similar to a classic case of Mechila, even though it's happening afterwards, that's not the reason why I'm going to distinguish between this and a classic case of Mechila. Says Taisus, I still can't prove to the general Shaila of Mechila Tzricha Kinyan or ain't Tzricha Kinyan. To Mechila Tzricha Kinyan. We have a chair right here. Max. Kavod HaRav, you have to sit here. Top guy. I'm about to save you a seat. Pasha. Mechila Tzricha Kinyan, Mechila ain't Tzricha Kinyan. You can't prove from here. Why? Because the reason you need a Kinyan by Pshara is not for the Mechila part, not for the fact that the guy has to be Meichel, but for the fact that the guy has to pay. If it's because the guy has to pay, that is no Shaychus to which Sugya. There's no Shaychus to the Sugya of Mechila Tzricha Kinyan or ain't Tzricha Kinyan. Then Toysa says, no! Even if you hold that Mechila, Rabosai, Belongness is coming. Listen, even if, don't worry, it's going to get hot. Mechila Tzricha Kinyan, it's going to get Yad Nichvis, bro. It's going to get the Chaya Adam. It's going to get even a Klish Shlish, you're going to be able to go. Chevra, even if you hold that the Kinyan by Mechila, you didn't get that joke, Morris, you have to come Tuesday mornings. even if you hold that the Kinyan is on the Mechila Chelek, even if you hold the Kinyan is on not on the Tzorach L'Shalem Chelek, even if you hold the Kinyan, the Chalipin, is on the Mechila Chelek, there's still not a Raya. Why is there still not a Raya? Zok Toysis, because over here, why am I being Michael? Am I being Michael on my own volition? Being Michael on my own volition? This is not a case where I like Avi Spitz because he's actually been coming to Shir and I say the $30 you owe me, I'm going to be Michael. No. This is a situation where what? Genim. Those Dayonim told me to be Michael. That's not a classic Mechila, Avi Steinberg. That's not a classic Mechila. So therefore, Taisus says, over here you need a Mechila. Not necessarily, now you need a Kinyan. But in a general case of Mechila, Mechatesi. You can't prove from our sugya. So therefore, Taisus says, I don't necessarily have a proof from our sugya. And therefore, Taisus goes throughout Shas. A Shas Taisus
Yes, mechila tzricha kinyan. Not mechila tzricha kinyan. Halacha l'maisa toisus. When I'm moicha on a choy, do I need a kinyan or not? And that's what Tosis says. I can't prove definitively from my sugya because these are my ha'aras to distinguish a classic case of mechila to my case of pshar. But Rabbi Isai, I asked a question yesterday, my own personal question, an understanding Tosis. Give me a second, Avi. I don't understand. If you have all these svaras to distinguish this case, right? And Tosis even adds in another svara. Tosis says, I can say to Abitan, this was a toast. I never thought that they would side with you. You're a creep. Right? That was yesterday's shir, that Abitan was a creep. And he proved it this morning. Baruch Hashem. Right? Chevra. If I have a reason why I'm not going to be Michael over here specifically, so why is the Kenyan going to change it? It's a toast. I never had das to be Michael. Zok Tosis. No, you did a chalipin. Oh, now what's the lashon of Tosis? Achshav ze mashu alimto. Now it has a strength. Why? What did the chalipin change anything? Yesterday morning asked me, I don't understand. So now you have the same svaras with the chalipin added onto it. What is it about chalipin that takes a problematic situation, that takes a situation that Tosis has all the svaras in the world that have working against it of why I shouldn't agree to Abitan on the agreement we made, and I saw that there was a toast, and suddenly, because I add in a handkerchief, that changes the whole status. That changes the whole transaction. That is what I want to talk about today. Avi.
So,
don't answer that last question.
No, it's okay. First. So why is it totally so much different? In the case we have here, doesn't he have to agree to do the Pshara? Like, doesn't he have to agree that there's a potential? Like,
first of all, what we said yesterday is I agreed to the Pshara, but I agree because I wanted to get you into the room. Once they paskin against me, now I want to back out. That's what we said yesterday.
But why would you agree to it? What's the benefit of
I want to get, I want to agree. I said Abitan. I know Abitan's trying to run away from me. He doesn't want it. So I said to Abitan, what if we don't go the regular route of the entire? What if we go with Pshara? So Abitan says, all right, let's handshake, let's do it. Let's go in. Let's do a Kinyan Chalipin. You're going to agree to Pshara. Now they paskin, and now I want to back out. I never thought they would paskin against me, so I'm backing out from the Kinyan.
Why do we think that's the only time Pshara happens? What if Pshara is just like, I mean, I feel bad that, you know, it was a total, it was an accident on your part.
You're 100% Avi. If a person is not backing out for the Pshara, then the Kinyan is not relevant. If a person agrees, so then he's willing to pay. So then you're right. You don't need anything to solidify it.
You have to do a Kenyan just to go in. So in case later on, you can't just buy. You'd still have to do a Kenyan, but it would be the same type of Mechila as the other Mechilas.
All of these Kenyanim are relevant to a person who wants to back out.
Right. I think you might want to back out later, but initially he agrees.
Right. Correct. I agree with you. Correct.
He wants to.
But we're talking about, can he back out?
Right. But if he initially agrees and it says he wants to, and he knows he would have to potentially
right,
then wouldn't that be, like right now he's being mobile for the money that he knows he could lose. He's making a kidney.
Again,
right,
but there's so more, again, because there's more of a svara why you would need a Kenyan and the reasons why we think this guy might back out that can't apply to a, that don't apply to a regular case of Mechila. Right? If you want to extrapolate a halacha to a classic case of Mechila, that means the classic case of Mechila must be as problematic as this case. And as long as Tosos can distinguish certain qualities of this case, why you would need a Kenyan above and beyond a classic Mechila, then I can't extrapolate without a Beferish Gemara or a Beferish Araya to the case of Mechila. It could be over here you need it, but not necessarily over there. That's all Tosos is saying.
Just in some cases of Pshara? Yeah.
Since by Pshara, by its very nature, therefore lends itself to these issues which don't apply to a classic case of Mechila, I can't extrapolate from one to the other. They're different. Even though you're right, in one aspect there is a Mechila. That's why Tosus thought to bring a Raya from here. But Tosus says, but they're different. This is more problematic. So therefore, you can't extrapolate from here unless you have a Ferish Raya to a classic case of Mechila. Good. We're jumping to the end of Tosus. We'll get to the middle of Tosus Mir Tashem later on in the week. Zok to Tosus Abita. Yesh Lachko. Pshara Tzricha Kinyan. Even though, by a pshara, the Gemara is coming out, even one person can run the pshara, right? One dayan could be there at the pshara. One person, you'll need one ayachid margo for a pshara. Even Rabbi Cohen, just Rabbi Cohen could do the pshara. Be qualified for a pshara. Obviously. Well. So, Tosis, maybe you should bring a raya here to the following shayla. Big shayla amongst the rishonim. This was in the New York Times in the Zman of the Rishayim. Yesh lachkor. Does Chalipin need Eidim?
Or does chalipin need, does not need two edim? Can I do chalipin with just one person, or can I not do chalipin with one person?
Zoktoisis.
Make some hamburgers.
Zoktoisis. Maybe one should bring a raya from our sugya. What would be the potential raya from our sugya? That chalipin to the major, tremendous shaila in the Rishonim, whether or not chalipin needs edim, what would be the potential raya from our sugya? What do you think, Rabbi Osai? Because pshara is be what? Be yachid. Very good. If a pshara could be done be yachid, so then Tosfos says, and the Gemara says by the pshara, we need a what? We need a kinyan. Kinyan means what? Means clipping. If pshara means needs the chalipin, and you're doing it with only one individual there, Zedmun Fundo, you see from here to the classic Shaila, that was the talk of the town, does pshara, does chalipin need two edim?
No.
Then Taisa says, what?
Rabbi Belazon, you just pulled a fast one on me. What does the Gemara say? Pshara b'yach. Who said yachid meant only one individual? Yachid meant what? What, Andy? What did yachid mean? Iran, what did yachid mean, pshara b'yachid? Translate me to the Gemara, pshara b'yachid, with all the details. Pshara b'yachid. Not just one individual. It means one abitan. Dayon. Say with confidence. Dayon. So therefore, maybe the Gemara was assuming that what? Two other Adim were
present.
And the Gemara was only handling, do you need three Dayanim? Do you need two Dayanim? Do you need one Dayan? But Mehechatesi, Michael, that you need only one Aid. The Gemara never handled Adim. No Raya from our Gemara. Can't necessarily prove anything from our Gemara. Our Gemara was talking about Dayanis. You don't have a Raya either way. But Zokt, the Rabbeinu Yitzchok, who has a Gemara here. Zokt the Tosfos, B'shem the Rivam, that's who quotes this. Right. Rabbeinu Tam brought a Raya to this big shiloh amongst the Rishonim. They wanted to know, what do we need by Chalipin? Do we need Eidim Ki and do we not need Eidim? Zokta Rabbeinu Tam, I'll bring you a Raya from a Gemara Baba Metzia. The Gemara Baba Metzia is discussing the halacha and the different entities. We'll see, we're going to get to a Gemara Metzia in a second, analyzing this kinyan of Chalipin. So the Gemara says, Gemara asks the following question. Gemara is talking about a sugya, about you needing a matbeya, you needing a coin. Why did you need a matbeya? Does anyone know why you needed a matbeya over there? Why did you need cash? What do I need? Why do I need cash for my sashen? For both sides, 2 weeks ago, the Shiloh of the week in the shul was as follows. Apparently, ShopRite has been getting a lot of peppers from Eretz Yisrael. So I've been getting a few shilohs already. I got four shilohs on this question about the peppers from Eretz Yisrael. So we looked into it. And the peppers, the first question was, are the peppers from Eretz Yisrael, and are they shvius? If they're shvius, if you remember, I think we've spoke about it once or twice, there's an issue when it comes to vegetables from the seventh year that they become svichim, there's a Xavier de Rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat the vegetables from Eretz Yisrael, shvius. But I looked into it, and they're not shvius vegetables, they're actually from the eighth year. So if they're not shmita, what would have potentially, what now has that ramification? So therefore you have to be mafresh trumas and meiser. So one of the mafresh trumas and meiser, it's not enough to just be mafresh truma gedola, trumas meiser, meiser rishon. You also have to be mafresh meiser sheni. What's meiser sheni? What do you have to do with meiser sheni? Who do you give meiser sheni to? Who do you give meiser sheni to?
You yourself.
So what do you have to do with it?
You eat it
in Yerushalayim. So what do I do if I don't want to schlep everything up to Yerushalayim?
You buy food in Yerushalayim, right?
Well, how do I just buy food in Yerushalayim? What do I do with this stuff here? I mechalel the peiros, the vegetables, the peppers, onto a coin, and that coin has to be dealt with dusha. Either in the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, we would bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat peiros Yerushalayim b'kdushu b'tara, or what we'll do over here is Rabbi Willig will have a pruta in his house, which he gives rishus for people to use if they get stuck with vegetables from Eretz Yisrael or fruits from Eretz Yisrael, that you can be mechalel onto his coin, and he takes care of that coin at Erev Pesach, a certain years, that he has to burn them in the laboratory in YU. Because it has Kedusha, that coin. Fascinating, if you want to ever go watch him, how he takes care of that coin, because it has to be dealt with Kedusha B'tar. Halacha L'maaseh, it applies to Zman HaZeh. So the Gemara Mamatzia says, I need a coin.
I need a coin. I need that coin for my willig in order to be machal my ma'aser sheni onto that coin. So I only have to schlep a coin onto the plane, assuming they're going to let me get past security with a coin in my pocket. You never know. I had a thing of kosla going to Boca Raton. Going to Boca. I had a thing of kosla. I was about to make a deli sandwich. And they took it away, and they said it's a liquid. And I said, sir, we have dietary issues. My daughter has celiac. We only eat kosher. This is all that we can have. So he says to me, sorry, it's a liquid. I said, sir, can I eat it right now at the security desk? No. Chucked it in the garbage. On the way back from Boca, I took coleslaw for my sister-in-law. Get on the plane. They only care about Boca. They don't care about
New York.
No, JetBlue. Oh. Why am I talking about this?
Coleslaw, a liquid. Can you money, coins, the coleslaw, and
coins. Coins, getting on the plane. I'll keep the coleslaw. That's how I was up. I'm serious.
What?
No, because he said Shabbos. I was like, why am I talking about this? Coleslaw came up twice this morning.
Tevra. So I need a coin. So what does the Gemara say? I need a coin. I don't have a coin. I'm in the threshold. I'm taking care. I'm in the garden. I'm in the threshold. I need a coin, Zook. What do I do? What should I do if I don't have a coin on me? You have a coin, right? I find you in the threshold. I say, do me a favor. Can you be makning me your coin? Yeah, Rabbi, how are you going to do that? Well, I have a yarmulke on. Let's be makna with chalipin. Let's lift up the sudr, just like we do at the chasanas at the chasan's tish, the way the girls kone the ksuba. Let's lift up the hanky. Let's lift up the pen. Let's do what you do with the mechiras chametz, and therefore you'll be kone the matbeya. Zot, the gemara of mitzia, it's not going to work. Why? What's the Gemara Bamatia says? It's not going to work. It's not a good option. That's not what the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? You're in Tosfos Raya. I know what you're doing. What does the Gemara Bamatia say? What's the problem? You're 2 steps ahead of Tosfos. It doesn't work with money. Ain't matbeya nikna b'chalipin. A new klal. You can't be kind of cash. You could be kind of cars. You could be kind of houses. You can't be kind of cash with chalipin. Steinberg, what does Tosfos say? Why did the Gemara say a better reason? Nothing to do. You can't learn a klal. You can be kind of cash with chalipin. Ask Toysis. Don't derive this rule of emat be'en nitbil chalipin. Here I'm saying a better reason why it doesn't work chalipin. Because who's in the threshold? It's just me and who?
Your side.
Me and?
The guy.
Zook. So what are we missing?
No
Aiden. You have no Aiden to substantiate this kinyan. So therefore, Zook Toysis, a raya brura that chalipin must not need? Aiden. Azoy Zook Toysis. Then Toysis says a ga'oinis. Then Toysis says something gevaldik. I don't know where he came up with this, Rabbosai. You're not going to believe what Toysis says to be malcha the raya of the Rabbeinu Tam from that Gemara. You know what Toysis says? You're not going to believe this, Iram. Toysis says, maybe there were other people there. What a tchina. So you don't have any rayas either way from the Gemara Mamatzina. But Rabbosai, you do have a beferish raya from a Gemara Baba Basra that I thought all you knew Baba Basra, and therefore I didn't even tell you which daf it was on. And that Femme Menala, but you were able to figure it out.
It's in
Tysus. It's in Tysus, yeah. It's another way, yeah.
Why is it not a rust? You're going to see, like, in
that case. Oh! We're getting there. It's not clear from the Psukim, but look at the Ibn Ezra and the Targum Yonis on Rus. I didn't know that you were a Herschel Schefter that pointed this out. We'll get there. Steinberg, you don't even know what you just said. I'm going to explain to you what you just said. Chevra, but we're not up to Rus yet. We're still going through the Gemaras. Zok the Gemara Bambasra. Gemara Bambasra says one line. You don't even have to go through a whole Shakalataria back and forth. What's the one line of Bambasra say? What's the one line of Bambasra? Yeah. Kenyan?
Sricha,
Shnayim, Ein Zara. Rabbi Shir is over.
Yeah.
Shir is over. And open shut case. You don't need to be a brainiac to figure this out. You learn Baba Basra, you take care of all the babas, you finish Nezikin, you learn the Gemara Baba Basra Daf Nan, and what does the Gemara say? Khan, what does the Gemara say? Read the first line. So what does that mean? In terms of my Chakir, in terms of my Shaila, the Rishonim are discussing in their debate whether or not the Chalipin need Edekiyim. So what's the answer?
Need to.
To Beferisha?
Gemara where? Basu Daf Mem. Everyone knows this. Come on, push it. Rabosai, we're done. We're done. Max Harvey Steinberg says we're done. There's no way to get around this Gemara. Rabosai, there's also a second line. What's the second line? Ve'ein Tzarech Loimar Ksuv. There's two ways to learn this Gemara Mabasar. One way to learn this Gemara Mabasar is that it opens shut, Chalipin Nid Edeki. Another way to learn this Gemara is that the Gemara has a ramification of whether or not you have Edek. You see, when you have a Kinyan Chalipin, when you do, you pick up that hanky, when you do a Sudr, so the Gemara says, in order to make us sure that what's actually happening and what you're actually trying to acquire and relinquish actually is real, and we're going to have a proof to this, is that what? We're going to write a shtar, right? So in general, Ethan, if you're doing a kinyan with me and you want me to do a transaction with you, or you want to borrow money from me, in order for us to write a shtar, you need, if you're lending me money, you better hear from Ethan that he wants a shtar to be written. Or that everyone, that the dasam is chayiv, or that the borrower is okay, that the shtar is going to be written. The bailim have to know that a shtar is written. If you don't have the authority that's going over to the sofer that's initiating the shtar, so then you don't have the qualifications and the criteria in order to make a shtar. Comes along the Baba Basra and the Gemara says a chiddush. Although in general you need the das and mischayev, you need the obligatory das, the person who's relinquishing, the person who's going to be mischayev and obligated, machmas the shtar, needs to instruct the fact that you're writing a shtar, says the Gemara Baba Basra, when you do chalipin in front of Edim, then you don't need that special permission. The shtar is automatic, it's on autopilot. You did it with Edim, we know everyone's in there for the real deal, and therefore a shtar is automatic. You don't even have to ask the guy, you don't even have to get any instructions. You don't have to be like a regular shtar, you don't even have to approach the Dasa Mischayev. No problem. A shtar, automatic. He did it with Chalipin, it's the real deal, it's substantiated, then don't even ask permission, just write the shtar, automatic. Raboisai, there's two ways to read the Gemara Baba Basra. On the one end, you could say, like Kahan said, Kinyan Tzricha Shnayim. Kinyan Tzricha Shnayim the other way, if you want a matzav that the shtar is going to be automatic, that we don't need to ask anyone permission to write the shtar. Ain't Tzarech Lomo Ksuvo. But if you want to know, if you're Chakira, if you're Shailin the Rishayim is, what about Chalipin? Do Chalipin need Edekiyim? Do Chalipin need Edim to substantiate the Etzem Kinyan Chalipin? If I don't need the shtar, so then that's an open question. That's not a Gemara Baba Basra. Two ways that the Rishonim read the Gemara Baba Basra are not necessarily an ironclad rule. And who is this amachloikas between Rabbi Yisai? The Rambam in Perakhoftes in Hilchos Mechire. What does the Rambam say?
So you don't need
in Perakhoftes in Hilchos Mechire. Where's the other Rambam? Choftes. No, Choftes Tess is one. Yeah, but what's the other? Where's Aiden?
Hey.
Hey, Tess, thank you. Zeh kinyan ein tzarech lios b'fnei Edim. Rama paskin ar chakira. This kinyan does not need to be chalipin. Rabbi Osai, obviously the Rambam knew that there were Rishonim out there, and that there was a case out there, that there are ways to get around all these Gemaras to conclude what? That kinyan chalipin need Edim. Right? Comes along the Raivad, and the Rambam says, Zeh kinyan ein even if it was just me and Zuk in the threshold, it's fine. That's the way to learn the Gemara Metziah. The Gemara never needs, in a classic case of a transaction of Dinei Mamonis, Eide Kiyum. Like Zenger said in Shir very well, in Seder very well. When do you need Eide Kiyum? You need Eide Kiyum to substantiate Kiddushin. You need Eide Kiyum to substantiate Gittin, Adavar Sheva Erva. Ambassador Kedushin needs Eide Kiyum to be Masader to create, but Dine Mamanis, I'm Maida to you, you're Maida to me. We don't need the transaction. We don't always have to have Eidim in order to make a sale qualified. You don't need Eidim there. A guy rents, a guy borrows, a guy lends, a guy sells. Come on, this is day-to-day activities. No one needs Eide Kiyum over here, says the Rambam. Kevin Shekona Bederech, Min Adrochim Shekona Bem. Bein bagba, bein b'mashicha, b'mesira. You pick it up, you pull the item, you gave it over, mesira, all the different kinyanim in Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Chav Vav Mabez in the Mishnah there that deal with all the halachas of kinyanim. No one said boo about Edim. Avada, I have the ability to go to a bodega and buy a bottle. I don't need Edim for that. Sof the Rambam, you don't need it. What does the Ravid say? Maybe you're right by Hagba, Mashiach, Mesira, Mashiach, Hagba, Mashiach, Mesira. Good. Kesef Shtar. Right? Afal Bishayin Eidim, Rambam might be right by all those things. However, says the Ravid, what's the Ravid? A three-word Ravid. Four-word Ravid. Good. What's the words? Ein hakol modim bekinyan. You're right about Mashiach, you're right about Mesira, you're right about Akba, you're right about Kesef, you're right about every single kinyan that you mention, and that the way daily activity works, that you don't need to move around to buy your car and to buy your golf clubs to me. But not everyone agrees to you, Rabbi Rambam, when it comes to Chalipin. Does this Ravid come as a shock to us?
No.
Does this Machlokes Rambam Ravid come as a shock to us? No. Because we already are aware that there's a major Machlokes Rishonim how to read three Gemaras in Shas. Right? There's different ways to approach. But Rabbi say, now we get to the law of this. Now we get to the Iker Kashas. Why Ein Hakol Modim Bikini? If you agree to me, Iram, that a classic Mesira, Mashiach, Hagba, all the classic modes of Kinyanim, this is not marriage. Ethan, this is not Gittin. This is not a Davar Shana Erva. This doesn't need Eidei Kiyam. This is classic Dine Mominis. You need Eidim. If a guy denies it, he's a Kaifer, and we have it in Tyra, and I have to prove him wrong. Okay, but if a guy, Iram's being good to me, he's not a creep, right? And he wants to buy some from me, and he's going to pay me, he wouldn't need Eidim for this transaction. Once he denies, then we could start it entire. I'll take him to Bezdin. Right? And I won't do a pshara with him because I lost that with Abitan because now he's playing in Shir. But if people are going to buy things on a day-to-day activity, a day-to-day basis, you don't need Eidim. Rabbi Sai, why? Why is Sudr different? Why is Chalipin different that off the bat, even though you're not having issues, the guy's not denying it, you don't have an entire in front of you, to start the Kenyan at the beginning... You need aid. Since when did Kinyan Chalipin become a divorce? Since when did Kinyan Chalipin become a marriage? Why, Ethan, like you said in Seder, by marriage, I understand, I need aid to Kim. To make them married, you need aid to Kim. Kinyan Chalipin is no different than what? Than a regular Mashicha. It's a transaction in Dine Mominis. Ma yotzim in a klal. Question one. If anyone here learns Kedushin, like they say they did, so there's a fundamental distinction that this parak, that the Mishnah in Kedushin and Chav Beis tells us between kinyanim on blank and kinyanim on blank. There's certain kinyanim that work on karka, and as the Mishnah says, the nusach of the Mishnah is nechosim sheyesh lehem achrayis. What does that mean? Nechosim sheyesh lehem achrayis. Property that people can rely on. What does that mean? Property that people can rely on. Steinberg.
It's not going anywhere.
It means not going anywhere. Good, Aryeh. When I know that I can rely on this. If Aryeh is trying to borrow money from me, I'm not sure he's going to have the cash in 3 months from now. But I know he lives in Teaneck, and I know I can collect his property. Really, that's mortgages. That's the way mortgages work. They know that they can collect from my house. You can go into foreclosure. Because that's the mortgage, the bank knows that's nechosim sheyesh l'machrayis. There's no way you're going to slip that house away from me. There's no way you could put that house in the Cayman Islands and pull a shtick that you think you could pull. No way. That's nechosim sheyesh l'machrayis. What does the Mishnah say, the kinyanim that work for nechosim sheyesh l'machrayis for karka? Niknim be what? Kesef? Shtar? Chazoke. You're not fully wrong, but right now you're wrong.
Kesef Shtar what?
Chazoke.
I didn't
hear so. Kesef Shtar, it's a Mishnah. It's a Kesef Shtar and a Chazoke. Kesef Shtar and a Chazoke. Then the Gemara says, Nechosim She'ein Lehem Achrayas. What's Nechosim She'ein Lehem Achrayas? Another word for that? Metaltalin. What does Metaltalin mean? Dover HaMetaltel. Something that's movable. Something like the safer. Something like your watch. Something like your pants. Something like a table. Right? Those are movable items. Dover metaltel. How are you coining with that? Shimmy, how are you coining with that? What does the Mishnah say? Chever, can I help him out? Mishicha, Agba, Mesira, all the other kinyanim, that you can move the item, right? So the Mishnah draws one distinction, right? The kinyanim work. There are certain kinyanim that work for what? for karka, and certain kinyonim that work for what? Metalsalon. Comes along Ethan Zanger and said 100% right and correct, and any of you that laughed are wrong. You can be koine karka with
halipin.
Yet the reason why I told Ethan Zanger not to say what he said, it's a little too early, is because what? You can also be koine what with halipin?
Metalsalon.
Rabbi, another strange phenomenon when it comes to Khalip. Khalipin's like that lonely child, that lone wolf. Like, what's going on over here, Lautman? Khalipin works here and there? Why? Why is Khalipin so odd? Why is Khalipin breaking all the rules? Why is Khalipin needed? They came according to some Rishonim, according to the Ravid, and I call Moedim Mekinyan. Why? Mesira, Hagba, Meshicha, Kesef, Shtar is no different. And why now, second question, does it not apply to the distinction of the Mishnah and Kiddushin that Reishit learned, that Chavavah Mepeis, that there's a difference between Nechasim Sheyesh L'Machareis and Nechasim Sheyesh L'Machareis? These are bothersome questions. There's something going on here with this Kinyan Sudder, and it's not clear what it is. Rabbi Isai. Comes along the Rambam. In Perek Choftes Miochas Mechirit. And the Rambam brings another issue. Every other kinyan that exists, Midrabanan, even though a katan doesn't have a full-fledged level of das, Chazal were metaking once he reached the age of Pu'utos, a certain age when his age of not prior to Bar Mitzvah, that he has the ability, Midrabanan, to do kinyan. With one exception to the rule, says the Rambam. What? Khalip. Why does this keep on happening? What's going on with this Khalip? How many kashas are we up to? Are we up to Shir Kali yet?
No.
Three, right? We need to get a fourth. Get a fourth.
The
Rambam says every other Kenyan we're metaking on a rabbinic level that even if you're a minor and you didn't reach the age of Bar Mitzvah, when you get to the age of Pu'utos, when you get to 9 or 10, you have the ability to do transaction, we'll give you the ability to carry out Kenyan. Perkhof test. Says the Rambam, when it comes to katan, you can't. Why? She'ein. What does he say? Chen katan shegana metal me'achem rekana mi'adam osachar me'am o'amakam lo kana ad she'im sheif. Only Mashiach is going to work, but not Khalipa. Right?
We're in Kiddushin.
So why? And the Rabbi disagrees there. So we're going to say, why? Why is Khalipin singled out? Why is Khalipin any different? Yes. Rabbi Isai, we have to introduce a new yesod to answer all these kashas that are going to answer more kashas that are going to explain to us something fundamental that's going on in our Tosfos that's going to answer all the kashas that I had on Tosfos from the beginning of the shir. So there's your shir klali. What's pshat on Tosfos? Rabbi Isai, comes along the Ravid, and the Ravid says in Baba Basra on that original daf on daf Nema Mer Aleph in the Shita Mukubetzes, Vilei L'Shoyin Ravid. Listen carefully. Omer Avrom L'Choyre Hod Amrinan Lehu B'Fnei Shnayim Lav Mi Pachad Kfiro. The reason why I need Eidei Kiyum. Add a kinyan chalip in the Gemara and says kinyan sricha shnayim. Lav mi pachad kfir. It's not because suddenly when it came to chalipin, I think you're going to deny and back out on the deal, and I need aidim that are going to bring you back and schlep you into court and prove you wrong. No, suddenly you're just worried about kfira. No, listen to this. Ela she'ein miskayim amaisa ela bishnayim. There's something fundamental about the transaction over here, the Maisa, that doesn't get its 2 feet to stand on, to exist, unless there are Eidei Kiyum there. Sheyase Odim im Chavero Matonos u'mechiros u'mechilos v'chiluchay v'chetz v'chetz v'avos kulam tzrichas shnayim. V'yesh me'am tzrichas k'siva, and therefore they even need a star. Because there's something lacking in the actual transaction in the Maisa Kinyan that was done over here. You need to be Meskayim the Maisa. You need to substantiate the actual physical Kinyan. But not to say that now, anytime you go to the store and you want to know how commerce works, they're always going to need Eidim. There's something unique about Chalipin over here. And then the Ravid goes on, skipping a few yarns. Va'ani moisif al divrei hagoinza. And the Shita Mekubetzes is being moisif to the words of the Ravid. Ki al tfisas hasudr. When I grab on to the hanky, bilvad nemar mipnei she'ein bo masa umaton. Because there's no transferring and there's no transformation and no transferring masa umaton, give and take, with the leading raving of a suder. B'shelo be'edim, and if you don't have witnesses, listen to this, Ravid Rabbi Osai. This is the Dibri Arishayman. Michzei kechucha v'tlula. Then you know what? It looks like a joke. Abracadabra, suddenly you just won $1 million. How did that just happen? There was no masumatan. There was no payment. There was no, I'm giving you money, dropping off the cash, you're pulling the animal. What masumatan? What signifies the kinyan? Oh, blah, 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 blah. Suddenly you're koneless. That's a chucha v'tlula, says the Shita Mekubetzes. That's a joke. How does that work? Therefore, Kida Omer, in the Pasuk Shlafish Nalo, Pasuk in Rus, very good. Minosan Lareyu. Oh. But then he says, but in the other type of Chalipin, where there's a barter, there's a Chalipin that works with trading, that doesn't need aid.
There's two types of Chalipin,
Dr. Reif. There's a Chalipin, which we're not talking about right now, which is not called Kinyan Sudr. It's not working through the handkerchief. It's not working through the lifting of the pen. It's not what's happening with the Rav and Hilchos Chametz or with the Masada Kedushin at the Chasana. That's a Chalipin of just trading and bartering. That's not what I want to talk about right now. But says the Ravid, when it comes to the Sudr, when it comes to the Chalipin, the Kinyan Sudr that we're talking about, the Kinyan that the Gemara is talking about, Stam Kinyan, is with a Sudr, with a pen, then the Ravid says, what kind of joke is that? What give and take was there? What procedure was there? What did you give him? What did he give them? What signified anything? What signaled that there's a transformation, that there's actually things that are happening and transferring from this guy's property to that guy's property? This looks like a joke. You want it not to look like a joke, says the Ravid? What do you better get, Abitan?
Eight.
Rabbi Isai, al derech what the Ravid's saying, which is the mafteach for now to understand and build this shir klali. 1 second, Steinberg. You have a Gemara ba Metzian daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. A Gemara ba Metzian daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. That's a machlokes between Rav and Levi that you don't find in any other sugya in Shas about any other kinyan. Fascinating machlokes. Rabbi said, when you see this Gemara, you should say what Rami said to me. What in the world is going on? That's what the Gemara screams out. What in the world is going on? Zokt Rav. When you do a kinyan sudr, when you lift up the handkerchief, whose handkerchief do you lift up? The makne? Who's the makne? The seller? Or the kaina? Who's the kaina?
The acquirer, the lokeach.
Very interesting. What is the Rav Paskin? You do it with the caliph shell? Kaina. On that, right? On that, Levi disagrees. Interesting. What is Levi Paskin? The Kinyan Sudr is done with whose hanky? The Makne. Who's the Makne?
The seller.
Let's translate this into our situation of a chuppah and a girl who's getting her ksuba and acquiring her ksuba, all the chiyuvim that the Baal is now obligating himself to do to give to her. Who's the Makne? The Baal, the husband. Who's the Kaine? Who's acquiring the ksuba?
The Isha.
Right? So now, whose sudr do you use according to Rav? Well, the Isha is not here. So you use the person who's representing the wife through Schia. So who is it? The Ravs, the Edim, who's the messenger of the woman to be Kainan. But if you would hold like Levi, that you use sudr shel makne, so whose handkerchief should you use? Whose pen should you use? The Baal, the husband, who has nothing in his tuxedo pants because he just rented it last week and he's got no pens or no nothing. So Baruch Hashem, we paskin like Rav so we could use Caleb Shalkaina because he doesn't have anything on there. What's a flower? Rabbi Isai, what's pshat? Does anyone bother by Levi's opinion? How is that possible? Again, let's think about this. Abitan, we're going to do a Kinyan Chalipin, right? I'm going to buy your house in Lawrence, okay? You're going to sell me your house in Lawrence, okay? Good? Now, what's representative of this Kinyan that I'm buying your house in Lawrence? So usually you would think, Rabbi, you want to buy my house in Lawrence? You better give me something that signifies that you're giving me something for the house in Lawrence, right? That makes sense. Rav says, I want to give over my pen. I want to give over my handkerchief. I want to give him something that now causes a transformation. Usually a Kinyan works. Look, I give you this, and you give me this. Right? That's a classic Kinyan. That's what the Ravid's saying, a masa umata. Okay? That makes sense with the process and procedure of a Kinyan. What is Levi saying, Avitan? I'm buying your house in Lawrence. You're giving me your house in Lawrence, and guess what? You're giving me your handkerchief also. You're giving me your iPod. What kind of Kinyan is that? What kind of joke is that?
Oh, what's about, what's the problem with an iPod?
Who uses iPod?
I don't know, whatever, iPhone.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense. You're just part of your possession. You're giving him. It's representing his possession of the house.
But there has to be a transformation. There's a reason why he's giving something. It's because I'm giving something with him. A usual barter system. A kesef means I'll pay you for this, and you're giving me this.
But
where's the maisa kinyan, Rabbi Sai?
Oh,
come on. That's not what a chalipin is. Hano, that's next year kiddushin svaris. It's not working through Hano. Oh, boo. Come on. This is not Hano. No one said anything about Hano. The Gemara never says boo about Hano. Hano works midine kesef. That's not midine chalipin. Rabbi Sai, what is going on, Frechter Raivid? How does a person who's giving twice represent anything? That's not a trigger to a Kenyan. A trigger to a Kenyan means I'll give you something, therefore you in return will give me the other thing. That's a Maisa Kenyan. That's representative of what's going on. That's something that's going to signal a Kenyan. So Zok the Rishayim, Zok the Raivid, exactly the same aura that we're bringing from Bam Metzia. You know what's missing in every Kenyan Chalipin? It makes no sense. It really is just a maisa, an action, that's not representative of anything. And even in the shita of Rav, it's really not substantiated. It's not strong in the world of maisa kinyonim. When I give you kesef, that signifies what's going on. When I give you a star, it signifies what's going on. When I'm moishich the behema, so I'm pulling and I'm presenting it to my bialos. Schwartz, you want to know what the problem is? I pick up this hat, and therefore that affects the property in Honolulu. Who just connected those items? How does that work? You picked up a hat, and therefore Honolulu is now in your property, and now in your ownership? How in the world did that just work? Where in the Maisa Kinyan did that show? So Zok the Rishayim, one is apples, one is orange. There's no Maisa Kinyan over here. So therefore, for this thing to work, Zok the Rishayim, you need aid. Zokter Soloveitchik, Zokter Chaim Brisker, in Birka Shmuel and Kiddushin. You want to know something? Chalipin works different than any other Kinyan in the world. Chalipin is not a Maisa Kinyan, whereas Mashiach and Mesira Hagba, Kesef, all those are actions that cause the transformation, the transfer of property. That action signals and therefore triggers a transfer. Zokter B'chayim, Zokter Rav. No! Over here, Chalipin, you know why you want to know the code word, the key to the sugya? Chalipin is a Kinyan aladas. A Kinyan, totally a function of what your mindset and your kavana is. And it's really not a trigger that's working through the classic mode of transfer. And that's not what's signaling. Chalipin is what signals and solidifies that I have Das Kinyan over here. That I have a Gmiras Das over here. That even though I might hold, that in the general, in the world of Kinyanim, and Rabbo said this is a Hakira for next year, that the Rishonim talk about in the Sugya and Kedushin of Daf Chavav. What creates Kinyanim? Many Rishonim hold, a Maisa Kinyan is what creates Kinyanim. I might have to be willing to give up. I need the Das in order to enforce. But if you want to know, in the world of Lumdus, what causes the Kinyan to transfer, it's the fact that I did that Maisa Kinyan. There's one exception to that. Chalipin. Chalipin is not linked at all to the Maisa. And And to be honest, Rav and Levi are not even sure who should be doing the Maisa. And the Maisa, it's so unclear how it relates to the actual transfer of property and how it connects to it, that therefore we only draw to the conclusion that Chalipin is not a Maisa Kinyan that's creating a transfer of ownership, but rather it's a Kinyan Aladas. If Chalipin is a Kinyan Aladas, Rabbi Yisai, comes along the Rambam and says, Chalipin? That doesn't work by someone who's insufficient on his das. Chalipin can't work like other kinyonim to a katan and a minor. Because if chalipin, its yisodo, in its essence, is a kinyon ala das, and it's not a maisa kinyon, then Chazal can't enact that to a person that doesn't have solid das. Zokto Rambam. Rabbi Yisai, you're right. Certain maisim relate to the chosim she'esh lehem achrayis. Certain maisim relate to the chosim she'ein lehem achrayis. But there's one kinyan Ethan's anger that exists both in the world of the chosim she'esh lehem achrayis, both in karka and metaltalin. What's that type of kinyan? Something that doesn't work through maisa kinyonim. It's not limited. And it's not limited by the Mishnah and the Chavravam Levi's. And therefore, it trumps all rules and regulations and all limitations. It's not a maisa kinyan. It's a kinyan al hadas. So let it work for both for both karka and metaltalin. It doesn't. It's not limited at all. What's the problem? It works by both because it's a kinyan al hadas. That should work by metaltalin. That should work by karka. We answer the kasha about karka and keset about karka and metaltalin. You with me, Khan? Yeah. Let me hear, are you with me?
Yes.
Rabbi, so let's get back to our fundamental question. One second, I'm going to get the Steinbergs in a second. Get back to our fundamental question. The Rishonim weren't sure, they had to work through Shas. Do we have any rayas whether or not Chalip and me, they kiyo? What? The Rishonim tell us what? By Mesira, by Mashiach, by Agbah? And the Ravid suddenly wakes up and the Ravid says, no, ein akol moidim bikinyan sudr. Why not? Why is Sudr any different than any other Kinyan that you need Eide Chalipin? Why do you need Eide Kiyom? It's not Kiddushin. It's not marriage. It's not Gittin. It's not a Ksuba. What do you need Eide for it?
Because it's
a Kinyan. I'm buying a store. I'm walking in. It's not a Maisa Kinyan. It's a Kinyan Aladas. It's a Kinyan that's just signaling and just telling us that Rabosai over here, the Kona and the Makna are both interested. And that demonstrates the das, but it's not actually acting out the transference. So therefore, the only way for our das to be solidified, like we find in the world of Davar Sheba'erva, that a guy is only really married and only has real das kiddushin, says Reb Chaim in Hilchos Yibum Mechalitza, that there's only real das kiddushin and an expression of the das kiddushin is if there's Eide Kiyum there, that he knows we mean business, and if this world girl's Mizana, she's going to be Chayim Chenek, and she's an Eishes Ish. And you better have das kedushin. You better know what you're getting involved with. And that's why we're calling up kosher eidei kedushin. I am the third parak in Sanhedrin to know who's kosher, who's posel. This is real. So that's an expression of das. There's one thing in the area of chosha mishpat that's an expression of das. What's that one thing that's an expression of das? One kinyan. It's not a maisa kinyan. It's a kinyan ala das. That's why the Ravid says, ain't a kol modin bikinyan. Don't give me your Mashiach HaHadbah stories when it comes to Chalipin. Those are Maisa Kinyonim. Those are the actual action demonstrates the bailus and the transfer in ownership. But over here, Honolulu. Zokta Ravid, Yunidei Dekiyom. And that's Ravid Lishitasa. Ravid Lishitasa where? In the Shita Mekubetz says that the Ravid learned Pshat in the Bava Basra that what? That the Gemara was saying that Chalipin is different than any other Maisa Kinyan, not like Mesira, Agbah, or all other transactions in Dini Mamadis. I know you're going to ask me, Ezra, that the Rambams are now Lishitoso. Very good. Good Hara. But the Ravids are Lishitoso. Excellent. Excellent. That was good, no? That was good. Come on, give me credit where credit is due. Okay. I saw as the hat was going up, Rana was saying, I was like, who's going to ask when I say the Rav is Lishitasa? Good, excellent.
The Rambam.
The Rambam's Lishitasa, I know.
No,
the Rambam's ain't Lishitasa.
It's not.
The Rambam holds you don't need Aiden.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The Rambam's not Lishitasa.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Are you pulling a fast one again?
I don't think so. Why is it that Lishita so?
Because the Rambam, according to my Shtigl Torah, the Rambam says by Kotan it doesn't work, because it's Inyan al-Das, then why doesn't the Rambam need Inyan?
You say you don't need Inyan because it's all in the Das. It's about you two. Who cares if Inyan?
No, but we're saying that the Kinyan is garnished. There's no, the Kinyan is garnished without Inyan.
What?
Okay. Fine. Steinberg wants to say to your Aura that maybe it's not such a kasha, because he could say Katan has absolutely no das. Right. But at least when it's the two of you, fine. I don't think it's a bomb kasha.
Yeah, that's why you don't need
it. Right. I'm just saying, within my Shtikl Torah, it would flow better if the Rambam would say you need it. Good. I hear. Rabbeisai. Yeah. Isaacs.
Why can't allow it to start with the Why don't we need a star? Star could be just as good as the angel. You have a star saying the reason
why do you need a star? Why does the Gemara and Baba Basra say that you need a star afterwards?
Yeah.
I need a star for proof.
If you have the Adem,
or you're saying if I need if I have Adem, what if the Adem
if
dies?
You have Adem, what if the Adem dies? So why do you need Adem in the first place? Just use a star.
I need the Adem.
Now
we're going to write the star 3 weeks later when the Adem aren't around. But we know.
Do both.
Yeah, do both. I understand. But it's a good aura. It's a good aura, what Isaac's. You have to say some sort of Torah to get out of his kasha. Why would you need both? Because if you have Adem there, just rely on the Adem about what happens. Good point. Stama, I'm going out of town. I want to have a star with me. Okay? Steimer, yeah.
So, just to clarify, in the case of Khalifin, if I pick up the hat, what if I actually give you the hat as like a collateral? That's not considered Khalifin?
No, you give me the hat.
Yeah,
you give me the hat. Mm-hmm. And now, Rav says that because you're the buyer, so now you own my property. Good?
Okay.
So we asked Lefi Levi that I give you the hat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the seller.
Right.
How does that signify anything, right?
Right.
And even according to the Rav, how does this affect Honolulu? Mm-hmm. Right, so it's problematic no matter which sheet you have, but it's extremely problematic if you go with Levi's approach. So there's something fishy within the world of Chalipin that needs a pshat that Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Chaim are explaining. Rabbi Yisai, once we explain why Adin, now we can understand another Rambam. Says the Rambam in Perek Hei of Hilchos Mechira, not the halacha we just read, but Perek Yud Aleph, but halacha Yud Aleph to halacha Yud Beis. Says the Rambam as follows. Listen carefully. Yesh Dvarim Harbe. I heard this from Rav Shechter Shlita. Yesh Dvarim Harbe She'ein Tzrichin Kinyin Ve'ein L'Kinyin Bahem Tam. There are many things in the world that really don't need a Kinyin Sudr, don't need you to lift up your hanky, the Rambam's saying. And there's no Tam and there's no Svar, there's no reason for it. But the Rambam said in the next halacha, but for some reason there's a minig to do it. Kigon ha-meshachar avdo, ha-megarish is yishto, it's not important. O ha-oseh shliach. Person sets up a messenger to be his representative. He does not need, says the Rambam halachically, a kinyan sudr for that representation to be solidified and to be registered. You could just walk up to a messenger to do your action, even though we don't lift the handkerchief beforehand. I asked you to be Mekadosh woman. I asked you to be a shliach for me. Kahan, you could be my shliach, even if we don't do a transaction. I appoint you as a shliach. Azoy zok the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph. Says the Rambam in Halacha Yud Beis, a fascinating idea. Although that's the halacha, Nogu rov amakomos lahaknos lemiktas elu advarim ukeyotamem ba'omrim kinyanam epreploni ploni sha'asa shliach. Says the Rambam in Halacha Yud Beis, though, there are many practices in many places that what? That do use a Kinyan Sudr in order when you're appointing a Shliach. V'yafal pi she'ein otzarech. Fascinating Rambam. What am I bringing out from this Rambam? Rabbeisai, there's a case that you have very often in your lives that talks about this case that you are following the practice of Nagu Rova Olam, even though the Rambam says Eino Tzarech. What is the case that I'm talking about that each and every one of you
the
saw?
The woman who, she sends a shliach to pick
No. There he's being kinder. No.
Chametz.
Why? What are you doing when it comes to chametz? What's the Rav becoming?
A shliach.
And what's the Rambam? And what are we doing? We're lifting up a pen. The Rambam says, Eino Tzarech, you don't really need that.
which Rabbi says you should know, if you're stuck in any situation, halacha lemaisa, you'll find that Rabbanim, if you get called last minute, and you don't have that ability, and he's calling you on the phone, and we don't have the ability to be a kohen siddur, ma'is v'didi hava uvda, I did it, people called me, mamish erev Pesach, don't worry about the siddur. Rambam says in halacha yad aleph, eino tzarech. It's not a problem. Yet. What do I do in my shul? What did I do with you guys last year before Pesach Zuk? You remember. Did I lift up a pen or I didn't lift up a pen? I lift up a pen. Of course I lift up a pen. Oh no, we did Pros Bowl together. I lift up a pen. Oh, it was the second semester, right. I lift up a pen. No, first lesson. Lift up a pen. So why am I doing it? Why am I doing it, Ezra? Why am I doing it?
Yibiz.
Because of halacha yibiz. Said Rav Soloveitchik, I'll tell you why. Although it's not necessary, what does it confirm?
Das.
It confirms das that you want him to be your shliach. So now we are, although we're not back up under the wall and he's going to be your shliach, even if you don't do it, but a way of solidifying that you want him to be your messenger is a way, is still applicable, and the minig is to solidify the das. So therefore the Rav explained, although it's not necessarily necessary and he could be your shliach without it, it still makes sense to do it, and the minig has become to do it because why not signify more das that you want him to be your representative if you can. Once we understand fundamentally that Kinyan Chalipin is all about Gmiras Das, so Gmiras Das is relevant over here as well. So therefore, the minig became to do it. And therefore, by every Chametz Umatza, that's why, by the Mechiras Chametz, the Rav lifts up a pen, Azoy, because of the Sugya and Davov in Sanhedrin, because of Kinyan, because of Mechila, because of this Sugya, because of the nature of Chalipin. Raboisa, 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 let's make a feta complete. Let's finish the sugya right now. Legabe kinyan sudr, legabe kinyan sudr. I asked the basic kasha. I was reading this Taisvis, and I started off the Taisvis, and I said, I don't understand. Taisvis has all these problems. Taisvis says that when it comes to pshara, there's so many things that I can say to Avitan and I can say to him, no, I never had das for this, I never had das for that, no, it was a talus, it was based on acherim, it was triggered by other people, I never would have done this, I would have done that. And then Taisvis says, yeah, but if you pick up a handkerchief, so suddenly you can't say that anymore. So I said, why? I'll say those things with a handkerchief. Handkerchief plus. What in the world is Taisvis saying? Taisvis is lashon, and Taisvis says, Mike, what I'm saying? Kinyan nase alimto. Now became strong. How? Because I did an abracadabra, I asked you guys, Rabosai, what changed? Rabosai, Rabosai, what changes did we learn at the end of Taisis? We understood what Kinyan Chalipin represents. What is a Kinyan Chalipin? Kinyan Chalipin is not a Maisa Kinyan, it's a Kinyan Aladas. So now when Avitan comes over to me and he says, you want to back out? You have all these stars of Pshara, of they were involved, they triggered, that was a toast. Zokt Avitan and says, you did a Kinyan Chalipin. Kinyan Chalipin solidifies what? Solidifies what's the word I'm looking for?
Das.
Now when I learned Reb Chaim, when I learned the end of Tosis, the tzad of needing Ede Kiyom at every Kinyan Chalipin, now I go back to the beginning of Tosis and I take all my kashas and I said, oh, here, that's a limto. That's real. That solidifies the das. That trumps any other argument that I would have ever started from in the beginning of Taisis that would have been mechalik, pshara from everything else. Rabbi Yisai, that's the sugya of Chalipin. Never forget that sugya. It'll help you, like I said to you, in every mesechta in Shas, in Nanush, in Nezikin. They'll come up, the Rav would say this year, every once, every 2 years. Remember the sugya, the king and Aladas, it trumps all the shara. Oh, stop! Everyone's